Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Oh, what an amazing feat there, Brad. We've gone, 2 weeks in a row. What a shocker that is for our recent track record.
Well, we're on a roll again, but the other thing about that is we're also fishing again, which also makes it a lot easier. So, the month of November, we needed to take it off. It was the right thing to do, but we're back at it again hard. In fact, we are live on site right now from beautiful Lake of the Woods and just spent an afternoon out on the ice, caught a limit of walleyes, and ate them up for supper, and we got to go out and do it again in the morning. So, tough job. Someone's got to do it.
Shucks, huh? Well, like we said last week, we were in that transition period. Ice hit fast, and here we are. But we got a pretty special show this week, and you're going to kind of take charge here in just a second.
That's absolutely true. We're at Ballard's Resort, and we'll be talking with part owner Gary Moeller, who's been a good friend of mine. He's been a good friend to Y-Fish, and I've had the opportunity to go on a lot of adventures over the years with Gary, I guess dating back, it's been going on 10 years now, and I mean, it's been everything from snoring in the goose hunting blinds in Manitoba to bouncing across the rough water of Lake of the Woods, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great ride over the years, so I will be visiting with Gary a little bit, talking about the winter and what's ahead here at Ballard's.
Well, this is only my fourth trip up here, and so far so good on batting a thousand. So without further ado, I'm going to turn you guys loose.
That sounds like a plan. All right. Like I say, here today we have Gary Moeller from Ballard's Resort. Gary, welcome to Why Fish Radio.
Good to be here. Let's talk fishing.
Just looking at the packages you offer up on Lake of the Woods, for a first-timer who's never been up here before, what do you offer in terms of winter fishing?
The winter fishing thing, we try to make it as all-inclusive as possible, meaning that whether you're a novice angler or somebody that maybe spends a lot of time on the ice, we try to have something to offer everyone. We make it as simple as just showing up. You have a place to stay right here at the resort. The fishing portion of it, we provide the transportation out to our fish houses. We can provide all the necessary equipment if need be, meaning the poles, the bait, the tackle. The guides do the fish cleaning for you. So, I guess really that's kind of what it's grown to over the years, is that we try to provide an all-inclusive trip. So, like I said, so if someone that's a novice angler, they can come up and enjoy the experience. Or if you fish a lot, you can bring your own rods and reels, your electronics, your own tackle, but you can still get out on the ice and fish in our houses and have fun and catch some fish.
Well, that's the one question I was going to ask you as well. Is it something that anybody can do? And I would say that it sounds like that's certainly the case. Do you get a real cross-section of folks that come up to try winter fishing?
We do, and it seems like in the last half dozen years, maybe not quite that much, I think the ice fishing experience itself is starting to spread out further now into further sectors of the Midwest. The example I would use, I would say, 10 years ago, we're located on the northern border here in Minnesota, right on the Canadian border. I would say 10 years ago, the greater percentage of all of our people were probably from Minnesota only. Whereas now, in the last 5 or 6 years, the ice fishing experience or the thought of it has spread out further into North Dakota, South Dakota, but as far south as Nebraska, as far south as Iowa, as far south as Missouri, as far south as Kansas, you're seeing more people coming up from those regions that, 10 years ago, they never would have thought about ice fishing or, traveling that great of a distance, especially up to Lake of the Woods, to go ice fishing. So it's kind of unique, and it's fun for us to see people come from that far away to experience something that, you don't get to do in very many places.
Well, in a place like that, something like this can be a pretty exotic adventure. And, it's something that I've asked myself several times over the past few years, and you talked a little bit about the popularity of ice fishing. It seems like it has just absolutely exploded. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, one, it's fairly, it's a low cost sport. It's something that you can get out on the ice. It's not like, you know, summer fishing where you have a lot of money invested into a boat. Winter time, you know, whether you're fishing portables or whether you're coming up and paying us to rent a house, you know, it's fairly inexpensive to do it. The other thing I think that we see is you have two different types of anglers. You have the type of guy I think that basically just fishes summer only or open water only, and then you have the type of person that maybe fishes winter only and not summer, and it's not because they don't want to fish in the summer, but maybe more so because their job or their career or whatever it might be doesn't allow them to spend any time on the water in the summer. So come winter time, you know, if they want to fish, they're going to have to ice fish. And, you know, that's where I think that, you know, we've seen more people because the people that have time to spare in the winter and the time to get away, I think have experienced this ice fishing. I think they like it and they're doing more and more of it.
Well, and it's a pretty good venue in and of itself. You look at Lake of the Woods, you can catch fish all day long. It's a very diverse fishery. You have a lot of variety out here in terms of what you can catch. Talk just a little bit about Lake of the Woods, you know, maybe for someone who's never been up here before, what the options are and just what this body of water is all about.
Well, in the wintertime, I mean, there's several options available. I mean, again, for the person that's either novice or more experienced, I think that, you know, there's something to offer, you know, for everyone. For one thing, we have a very lengthy ice fishing season. Most people probably aren't aware of the fact that, you know, we basically fish from the 1st of December until the 1st of April. So it's a long season. You've got a lot of time to come up here and take advantage of the fishing we have available. And there again, whether it's a short trip or an extended stay, whether or not you want to fish on your own, you know, the resorts up here in the area right now, I think they pretty much cover the spectrum from all-inclusive packages where you just show up and let somebody else take care of all the work to maybe a resort that just provides lodging only. Maybe you do your own thing on the meals. Maybe you provide your own transportation out on the lake, whether it be on a plowed road or whether it be, you know, going cross country on an ATV or a snowmobile with your own portable, you know. So it's fairly diverse in that respect, meaning that I think there's something for everyone. If you're not big on the guided thing and you would prefer to get off on your own and do your own thing, there are opportunities available for that. But the other thing that people have to keep in mind about Lake of the Woods, and that I stress, you know, many times when I talk to people on the phone, is telling them, look, if you're only going to fish for 2 or 3 days and you're traveling, you know, 300 miles or 500 miles or 800 miles to get here, going through a resort or an outfitter that provides a guided experience is well worth the money spent. Because if it's a scenario like our resort where the guides are on the ice every day, we're constantly moving houses, we're fishing different locations, we're trying to stay with the active fish, to me, it's really the ultimate way to go. But there again, there at certain times of the year, I think early ice and late ice, when we're not, you know, fishing 15 or 20 miles offshore, guys can be successful and they can come up and fish on their own and they can catch fish.
What is the best time to come up when you're looking at winter fishing?
Well, I think it's, you know, probably the same scenario no matter where you go. I think it's always early ice and late ice. So typically, you know, December is a good month for us. And then again in March, you know, first ice, last ice, those 2 months, we probably do better on the walleyes than we do at any other time during the winter. Although, like you mentioned, you know, you said earlier, I mean, we catch fish all day long in Lake of the Woods. And that's, you know, more times the case when we go into the sauger mode, say January, February. We spend less time concentrating on the walleyes. We spend more time concentrating on the saugers just because we know the saugers are a lot more active during those 2 months. You can have better action throughout the day and you can catch more fish. So I think, you know, there's a little twist there that people might, you know, not realize too, is that I think December and March, we try to focus more on walleyes and maybe trying to catch bigger fish. And we know that those walleyes get a little finicky come midwinter, so we kind of switch gears. And in January and February, we turn our focus more toward the sauger fishing and, you know, ride it out that way.
And again, you know, another thing, it's not a situation where you haul those houses out there at the beginning of December and they sit there all winter long. I mean, you're moving those houses all the time. It's really kind of a continuing process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's, I think, another thing that kind of surprises people when they come up here. You know, early in the year, I mean, it is a veritable city of fish houses on the South Shore. I mean, the entire South Shore is just loaded with fish houses. But once you get through those first couple, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, each resort kind of starts taking off and going in their own direction. And you know, that's one thing I think at Ballard's that our guides have consistently prided themselves on, the ability to be able to catch fish all winter long. And at times that just means that you have to move a lot and you have to be on the move every day. So, you know, like right now to start with, we might only be a half mile offshore or 3/4 of a mile, but by the end of January, who knows, we could be 15 miles out, we could be 20 miles out. I mean, it's just a matter of where the fish are at and where we think we're going to have the best opportunity to put people on fish. So it is a lot of work, but, you know, the reward for us is having people come up and seeing them catch fish and have a good time.
And, I mean, just getting out there has gotten to be a real adventure, isn't it, with the track vans and so on. I understand you've actually got kind of a track van version of a stretch limo right now you're using to haul people up.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you've seen just about every form of transportation tried here on the ice on Lake of the Woods in the wintertime, and it seems like it always comes back to the Bombardier. You know, maybe the original snow track vehicle it's tried and true. It holds up, you know, for the abuse we put them through, the cold temperatures, the rough conditions, and it seems like the Bombardier has been, you know, overall the best all-around vehicle or mode of transportation there is, as far as being able to get out on the lake and get to where you want to go. And, you know, now we've gone that extra step where we've actually stretched out a few of these Bombardiers, and, you know, we've added some more space to them so we can transport, you know, a few more people at a time. You know, originally it was the original Bombardiers we were hauling, you know, anywhere, you know, 7, 8, 9 people at a time in one of the rigs. And now that we've stretched them, we can get, you know, 10, 12 people in a Bombardier. And it's a very comfortable ride. It's all heated. And it's definitely, I mean, we think it's the best mode of transportation as far as getting around in Lake of the Woods.
How does a typical day work? I mean, you get up in the morning, kind of how does that all work? Just maybe kind of walk us through a day for someone who'd never been here before.
Okay, well, as far as the all-inclusive packages, those people that, you know, book trips with us, you know, they stay here at the resort in cabins. And then the typical morning starts with breakfast in the lodge before we go fishing. And then the Bombardiers are parked right outside of the door of the lodge, and everything's heated and ready to go. You know, that's the other thing about the ice fishing. We always tell people, you know, you don't have to be dressed like a polar bear to come up here and spend a few days on the lake. I mean, I've seen people wear tennis shoes out there before in the dead of winter, but basically a pair of boots and a jacket, because everything's heated. The Bombardiers are heated. So the guides take you out to the fish houses, and when you get to the door of the house, they've already got the holes opened up for you, the heat's turned on, everything's ready to go. It's very comfortable shirt sleeve fishing. You can get it as warm as you want it in those houses. And after the guides help you get set up and get going, they're going to come around during the course of the day and check on you 2 or 3 times, make sure everything's going all right. You know, try to give you a few pointers on what you should try, or, you know, what you can do different to maybe, you know, improve your success. But the other thing we do is, if we have groups of people that aren't catching fish, you know, we do make an effort to try to move people to a different location where they might have a better chance of maybe picking up on the afternoon bite or something along the sort. But for the most part, they're out there working for you every day, you know, trying to come up with the best possible bite that they can find. And then, you know, it's a 9-hour day from the time we leave the dock until the time we get back to the lodge. And then for the most part, you know, people clean up after that. They come over for supper, maybe have a beverage or two in the bar, and by then it's time to call it a day.
And then back at it again for more fishing the next day.
That's right. It's it's definitely a social event. You know, like you said, we see so many different people come from all areas anymore. You know, it might be the family experience where you get father and son and grandson, or it could be a couples outing, you know, where you'll get a half a dozen couples that'll come up that'll want to spend a couple days fishing together. Or you get the business group, maybe, you know, the group of guys that takes an annual business trip someplace. And what better place to, you know, go than Lake of the Woods and spend, you know, 8 hours in a fish house together? I mean, I think you're going to know each other fairly well after that. Or you get the group of guys that it might be just an annual reunion type trip for them, where they may not spend a lot of time together during the course of the year. They may only see each other once a year, but it's when they meet here on Lake of the Woods to spend a couple of days ice fishing. So it's pretty unique in that respect.
And of course, the other thing you do a fair number of bus trips, don't you, for people that want to come up from different parts of the country, you know, say from Iowa or something like that. There's some opportunities for getting up here that way, so you don't even have to worry about the hassles of really traveling.
Right. It's something that we kind of started in the summertime, and it got pretty popular for us. And here in the last few years, we kind of switched gears, and not only are we doing it in the summer, but we're also doing it in the winter season now. And I think part of the reason is because there is that, you know, like I talked about earlier, there's just that market out there that people from further away are finding more, you know, information about ice fishing, and they're intrigued about it. So, yeah, we've moved out now that we're to the point that we're running motor coach tours out of Iowa, Wisconsin, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas. I mean, it's we cut a pretty big swath, you know, for the Midwest. But we've got motor coaches coming up basically on a weekly basis, where we'll have, you know, maybe one coach during the week and one coach on a weekend. But there's just different sites and locations where people can show up, get on board that motor coach, and from there on out, everything's taken care of. And your vacation really starts the minute you get on board. So it's a unique experience. Again, you know, people that may be a little hesitant about winter travel, knowing that they don't have to drive, that they can just get on a bus and, you know, watch TV, play cards, and, you know, have fun. And before you know it, you're here and you're fishing and having a good time.
Well, and the best thing about it, this is just getting started right now. The season's just getting started. From what I can tell, there's a lot of excitement up here this year. I mean, there was a situation last year where there had been a bad storm right before freeze up. The lake froze up, very churned up. The water was muddy. Fishing was a struggle at times, but not the case this year. We were out today, and the lake right now is about as clear as you can ever expect Lake of the Woods to be. The fish are biting. There's some really nice walleyes out here. So, I mean, that whole level of excitement's got to make the, you know, going into winter's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you saw what kind of fishing we had this summer when you were up here. And obviously, there's just a tremendous amount of fish in the lake right now. And I think the quality of the fishery is improving, you know, leaps and bounds. And we're seeing more trophy-sized fish. And I think that, you know, this winter is going to be, you know, for one, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if we see those numbers of trophy fish like we did in the summer, for one thing. And I have a feeling that we will, especially, you know, as I mentioned, during those months, early ice and late ice, December and March. But just over the overall average numbers, I mean, can four guys go out and spend a day in a fish house and catch 100 fish? You know, similar to what you might do on the water, you know, during the summertime. I think it's very possible this winter. I mean, if the conditions allow it and we can travel, you know, to the locations that we know we want to get to, you know, I think we're going to be in for a big year this winter.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, like I say, the season's young, so start thinking about this, folks. You want to try some ice fishing, this is a very good place to go. This is a really fine year to do it. And everything you'd like to know about Ballard's Resort, they do a great website, www.ballardsresort.com, or you can give them a call on the toll-free, which is 1-800-PRO-CORK. It's a pretty easy number to remember, but the website's the way to go. Gary puts on a fishing report every week. It's a great fishing report, very accurate, very up-to-date. He even spins a pretty good phrase every once in a while, if I do say so myself. So, you know, check it out and see what they have to offer. They have a video tour there you can take of the resort to see what it's all about. But it's a big winter adventure, so, you know, I'd highly recommend it. We're up here for 2 days now. It's already going by way too fast. And so, Gary, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Hey, you bet. I'm glad you guys came up. And like I say, we're looking forward to a big season. And if the early signs are any indication, I think we're going to have a good winter.
I think you're absolutely right. It's things are just on track. You're just, you know, in a really excellent fashion. So until next time, this concludes this week's edition of Why Fish Radio. Keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.